McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
You have Station 19 here, and the guys are water rescue certified. They have a jet ski, and they have everything they need, and we do not have lifeguards on the beach. So some of the low-hanging fruit that we've seen right now, I drove through the beach accesses this morning and had fire crews take pictures of what's out there. We don't have adequate signage about rip currents. Beach Access 3 has it, but it's only as you drive in. It's not as you walk onto the beach. So we're going to redo the signage, make sure it's noticing you as you walk onto the beach about how to avoid rip currents and what to do in case you're caught in one. We're going to make sure all the accesses have that, and then we're going to put signs up that there's no lifeguard on duty, because none of them say that. I want the public to know that there is no lifeguard on duty. You're swimming at your own risk in those areas.
This is Department of Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore talking during Jeff Bergash's Coffee with the Commissioner yesterday in Perdido Key, and talking about some of the issues related to keeping that area of beach safe. We all know there's been some fairly high-profile and awful incidents take place, including a young man and his relative from Atlanta who died the other day rescuing people from rip currents in the beach. They rescued people and then succumbed. The young boy, 16-year-old, succumbed, and then his relative went in after him, and he also succumbed. So they wound up dying rescuing other people. I mean, it's a terrible incident. Heroes, obviously, but horrible outcome for them. So, how can we make it a little bit more safe? Well, there are challenges, and, the lack of guards because it's not a public beach is one of the challenges. Well, we think it's not a public beach. As you heard, David mentioned the top of the hour news. There was this announcement yesterday that the lease is going back to 1957, seemed to indicate that 75 feet north of the waterline in Perdido Key actually is permanent public easement. There's a lot between here and implementing that, in my opinion, especially based on some of the laws that are in place. I might talk about that a little later, but still, it might be that that is public beach, and that might be relatively soon. Meanwhile, Johnson Beach does have guards coming Memorial Day.
Now, Johnson's Beach has lifeguards that will stand up Memorial Day weekend. That's with the Gulf Islands National Seashore. We have always had that agreement with Gulf Islands National Seashore, and our lifeguards are out there at Johnson's Beach throughout the remainder of the summer up till Labor Day. Those guys will respond to this area once they're out there, but they're not out there yet, okay? So just understand that.
And that's a ways. I mean, it's a fair amount of distance to get from Johnson. I mean, Johnson Beach itself is huge, right? But to get from there over to places on Perdido Key where there's a struggle, and, of course, that means somebody has to alert them. They wouldn't stumble upon it. They don't patrol that area. Again, partially because it's been conceived as private property for so long.
So some signage we're going to do. I wanted to work with the Perdido Key Condo Association and you guys out here to help me out to come up with a better flag system. We already have a flag system, but our flags are all over the place. I see the state park, they're flying a purple red flag this morning. We're flying a red flag out here. And the day of the event, we were flying a yellow flag. And we get our marching orders from Pensacola Beach and those guys, and they look at the forecast, and then the guys here at Station 19, they put the appropriate flag up. There was two different flags flying that day, so I want to get everybody on the same page. At least we can all be on the same page flying the same flag and giving the same message. So that's what we're going to work on with that as well. I'm going to work with Tammy, working with you guys to make sure we're all posting the appropriate flag for the day and making sure we're changing those out like we're supposed to.
Yeah, two different colored flags flying on that day is interesting as a news item. But at the same time, somebody might say, well, if only the flags have been consistent. Who knows? People don't obey the flags anyway. A lot of times they don't obey the flags anyway. And then there's the question of enforcement and ordinance, right? On Pensacola Beach, the lifeguards can issue a reasonable command to get, if it's a red flag, they can tell you to get out of the water, or they can issue a citation for that. Those same ordinances don't exist on Perdido Key, and the lifeguards aren't there anyway, so it's just a whole different issue. When asked about whether they put lifeguards out on Perdido Key, well, the 75-foot thing is kind of new, and we'll see how that plays out. But do keep in mind that, it's expensive. We'll share that with you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Tornado watch in effect for Okaloosa County. That's until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Tree limb blocking the right lane on Barrancas heading east between Outcast, Bait and Tackle, and the bridge. Main Street is closed downtown. You can't turn onto Main from Barrancas, and police lights blocking the road near the window place. And thank you for texting. mixing this in. This is perfect. Road opens back up by the time you get to the alphabet streets, though. And heavy wind gusts this morning, getting reports from all over, so be very careful driving over bridges. It's traffic on the fives, and if you have traffic tips, please text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So, again, you know, big, long areas of sandy beach, also on Santa Rosa Island, right? Same thing. It's not all guarded, right? You might have patrols on a lot of it, but, you know, just there's not enough people and or money to guard the entirety of all of the beachfront, right? All of the sandy shores. So, but where you do put guards in, it is expensive.
Lifeguard stands cost $60,000 a piece. So that's just a lifeguard stand. So if you start putting lifeguard stands out there and understand our manpower situation, even for Pensacola Beach, we have three full-time staff lifeguards, Dave Greenwood, Alexander Johnson, and Jake Wilson. Those are my three guys that work year-round. That's it. I've only got three guys. The rest of my staff that we have out there are seasonal and students.
So they come and go. They're only available some of the year, and it's already, I wouldn't say a struggle, but it's definitely not like we're running overflow guard capacity, right? That's just not the case.
So there's a lot of logistics in putting people and dotting them across the beach. Then you need vehicles. Because what we do is we do the lifeguard stands, and then we do the system where they drive the beach to make sure they're watching people and saying, hey, stop, don't do that. And then on the backside, we have ordinances. So Pensacola Beach has really strong ordinances that they can enforce out there. I don't know what we have out here that can be enforceable, because that's specific to Pensacola Beach.
That's right.
Such as if a red flag's flying, law enforcement can go out there and write you a ticket if you won't get out of the water as a misdemeanor, so they can write you.
And they don't have that authority. I mean, that could be changed. That could be put in place, but they don't have that authority on Perdido Key, which, again, they've never really been thought of as needing it, because that's always been thought of as a private beachfront, whereas now, based on these, you know, kind of newly discovered old titles, it looks like maybe there's a 75-foot easement north of the water on Perdido Key, which, by the way, just... if it were me, I would not recommend you go, you know, find out today. Because, you know, first of all, the owners may not realize it. And that's the kind of situation. I mean, you could literally have a situation where somebody who owns that area would see you on what they think of as their beach and tell you to go, and you would say no, and they might say, you know, well, I'll call the sheriff, or they might decide, as people sometimes do, unjustifiedly try to take it into their own hands. I mean, you know, somebody could get shot over something like this, and I don't want that to happen, you know? So just use some caution, use some good judgment. I did get a note in from a friend who said, you know, this is actually really good news for the Pompano fishermen, because they've never been able to use those areas of beach to go look for the holes. I don't know anything about fishing for Pompano, so you pardon my ignorance if I say something wrong. But he says they've never been able to use that area, and now they will be. And so that's good for them being able to fish in those areas, which was part of what Commissioner Bergosh said yesterday, is, you know, he grew up being able to go fish there with his dad. And, you know, so the ability to return that back to that is kind of a, you know, interesting possibility. Big news from yesterday, and I keep saying this with the asterisk, if it pans out, because there's all kinds of complicated rules about, you know, property and title transfer and whether easements do persist or don't persist. Like, there's a state statute, 712, that deals with this stuff. And the way I read it as a non-lawyer, I think, generally speaking, claims on titles expire if they're not made in 30 years, but easements would persist. And so even if people don't even realize it's there, which is the case apparently, that would still persist. But, you know, I think this is going to go to court. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I'm just saying how I, as a layman, read it. I think Commissioner Bergosh is right. 619 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling your home, you want to get a good realtor, you want to get somebody who's going to do the transaction as quickly as possible and get you the best price, whether low for buying or high for selling, that's the goal. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're fantastic. And, you know, one of the things you might not think about is how many homes does this person sell in a year? Because the majority of realtors sell, you know, one or two, maybe three. Zero is common. In fact, we've had a quarter so far in 2023. And out of the 3,000 agents listed on the MLS, 1,600 of them have not sold anything in the first quarter. That's common. I mean, that's not all that rare. 20 realtors have sold 20 or more. 7 realtors have sold 30 or more. Christina sold 36. And she's got 29 more under contract right now, as you're kind of listening to me talk. So the question that I think you ought to ask yourself is, do you want to have your house represented by the realtor who that would be their first sale of the year, maybe their first sale in a year? I mean, I don't know. okay? Or do you want your house to be represented by somebody who's already got 60 in the can for this year? Like, because they're that good at it, right? You know my answer to that question. You make the answer to that question for yourself. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, fantastic folks. 723-9158, 723-9158.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flags Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flags Speedway Saturday and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Ballet Pensacola this April and enter the magical land of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, an enchanting story set in a lush forest complete with love triangles and feuding fairy kingdoms. Adults and children alike will enjoy this playful romp called A Dream. Unearthly beings such as fairies intermingle with the real world, connected with love and magic. Ballet Pensacola performances are April 21st and 23rd. Tickets available online at balletpensacola.org or call the Pensacola Little Theater box office today.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, afternoons at 11, before Dave Ramsey, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Man, that was my band back in the day. That was my number one for a long time, Styx. So, all the albums. 620, although some of them are better than others.
Paradise Theater was my jam.
Oh,
man.
Paradise Theater, Pieces of Eight, you know. I was actually, you know, Kilroy was here. It was probably
I love that.
That's the
Mr.
era that
Roboto.
I adopted them.
Yeah.
You go back and you listen to like one and two and Serpent is Riding, like, the later stuff is better.
No, they change in musical stylings. That's one of the things I love about Styx.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with their headlines. David?
Police in Belfast launching an investigation after a document outlining details of President Biden's trip to Northern Ireland was found apparently just lying in the streets there. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says they're aware of a security breach and they take visiting dignitaries' security extremely seriously. Heavy rain being blamed for flight disruptions across South Florida today. Flooding was reported across the region yesterday. Apparently, the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport had to close after they got 20 inches of rain in 6 hours. That meant lots of flights were canceled. And officials there say the airport will be closed until at least noon today. That does mean there's one flight arrival here in Pensacola that's going to be affected as well. And apparently in New York City, they've now hired a full-time person to work on the city's rat problem. Kathleen Karate has been hired. I'm not sure if this is the official title of the position, as the city's rat czar.
Well, if she's related to Johnny Karate, I mean, those rats have reason to fear. No Parks and Rec people? No Parks and Rec? Okay, fine. David, thanks so much for the update. Or that's Jonathan Karate, if you know him personally. So 626.
Yeah, or if you're nasty.
That's right. 626 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, somebody says, I grew up in Chicago, went to a prom where Styx was the band that played. Oh, so jealous.
Oh, that's awesome.
I also grew up in Chicago, Downers Grove North High School. Them being it's funny because I loved them not because they were a local band, and then you learn more about your band. It's like, oh, they're a local band. You know, like, you don't know.
I didn't know Styx was from Chicago. Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
I actually had, we're so off track here. I actually had, remember the Velcro wallets that you'd put on your shoe?
Yeah.
The ones that had the little Velcro patch on the back, and you put your key in there, your money in there. I had one of those. Velcro wallet for the shoe was not the Styx wallet that I had, Velcro for my pants.
Oh.
I did have a black
Styx wallet.
Velcro. Oh, yeah.
I had Kiss wallet. Man. I love Kiss. I was in the Army when I was 8.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah, woman. I know.
Little tiny slices of our past. Tell them about the roads, Gandy.
Yeah, this is bad. Tornado watch for Okaloosa County. This is until 1 p.m. So we're watching this, of course, with great interest at News Radio. The light in Molino at the Tom Thumb at the Atmore Cutoff, 29 in the Atmore Cutoff. That light is out. That's going to be a busy intersection this morning. So caution there. Tree limb blocking the right lane on Barrancas. This is heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle and the bridge. Main Street's closed. You can't turn onto the Main Street from Barrancas. Police lights are blocking the road near the window place. So road opens back up by the time you get to the Alphabet Streets, though. So maybe avoid the area if you can. And heavy wind gusts this morning. We got a couple of texts in. Be careful as you're driving over bridges, especially if you're set up high in your vehicle. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
No, that's a really good note because we're under a tornado. God, I always get these wrong. Watch.
We're under a watch under for a Okaloosa. Watch. But,
that's right. I mean, east of us. But if you look at this system on a map, it like just the rain pattern doesn't look like much. But if you look at the wind pattern, it looks like a tropical storm system. Because you've got everything from basically Texas all the way over to the mainland of Florida cycling towards an area of low pressure down like north of Mexico, basically. That's just kind of what it looks like on the wind map. Wind speeds in our area are only in the 15 to 20, generally speaking, although I'm sure there's gusts, like she said. But if you get out into the Gulf, they're pushing 40 miles an hour. So
absolutely. And South Florida is getting dumped on by rain. This is the same system.
Yeah, it's just one of those, like, this is why the weathercasters have been talking about this for a little while, and it's kind of, sort of a be aware situation right now for us. 628 News Radio 92.3. Very interesting, completely predictable. Yesterday, we told you that on Monday, the Nashville Council of 40 people, crazy, they voted to put Justin number one back in the Tennessee legislature. Yesterday, the Memphis Council voted to put Justin number two back in the legislature. Here's what's weird. Nashville did it unanimously 36-0. There's 40 members of the council. I'm not sure why there was only 36 voted, but still, 36 out of 40, whatever, and all of them for it. Meanwhile, yesterday was also unanimous, but a weird kind of unanimous. It was 7-0. However, and this is an important however, not everybody was there. The Shelby County Commission has 13 members. Only 7 voted. All Democrats in favor of returning Justin Pearson to his seat. Two Democrats were out of the country and didn't vote. So that still leaves 4. 4 Republicans. 4 Republicans on the commission didn't attend the meeting. What? Are you kidding me? So the Republicans in Shelby County just avoided the meeting because they didn't want to have to vote one way or the other to return him to his seat.
That's shameful. Roll Tide.
I'm irritated. I am irritated at the Republicans in Tennessee right now. They shouldn't have been ousted in the first place. That was stupid. It looks racist. Whether it is or it's not, it looks racist. But they were stupid for, kicking them out. Then, Nashville puts them back in unanimously. In Shelby County, it's unanimous only because the Republicans didn't show up to vote. What a bunch of cowards. Show up, vote them back in, and tell the legislature what y'all did was wrong. At least you'd gain some credibility and respect. Maybe they're just afraid that their local people won't understand that vote. It's shame. That's as shameful as the representatives voting them out in the first place.
Fox News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. A federal appeals court has preserved access to the abortion pill mifepristone for now. The judges say the drug can be used up to 7 weeks of pregnancy instead of 10 weeks and block the pill from being sent through the mail.
We believe that the law is on our side and we will prevail. So that I can reassure the American people that that is our commitment to women, millions of women across the country.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking from Ireland. Well, he worked on a military base, posted the documents in a chat app. That's what a source told The Washington Post about the person allegedly responsible for the Pentagon intel leak. But
any claims that he is a Russian operative or pro-Russian is categorically false.
That person identifying the leaker as OG, the Justice Department says they're investigating. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31. News Radio 92.3, 67 degrees. It is cloudy, rain across the area this morning. Also a tornado watch in effect in Okaloosa County. No warnings or watches here in Escambia or Santa Rosa County as of now. We'll get more with our weather forecast in Channel 3 in a couple of minutes. A 21-year-old Pensacola man will spend the rest of his life in prison in connection to a deadly shooting that happened about a year and a half ago. The state attorney's office says Nicholas Wells was found guilty yesterday. This is in the death of Marcus Adienza, who was shot while sitting in a car on Rawls Avenue in November of 2021. Wells was sentenced after an Escambia grand jury found him guilty. Investigators at the time said the incident was a drug deal gone wrong. Prosecutors say both Wells and 24-year-old Ellis Clark were seen running from the scene and entering a getaway car. Clark goes on trial in June. An update on that trooper in Alabama that was shot on Sunday in Escambia County, Alabama. He's now home, recovering with his family. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency said Corporal Jeremy Alford has been released from the hospital. He was shot during an exchange of gunfire between him and several suspects in a vehicle that had just led him on a chase on I-65. One of those suspects was killed. Two others were injured, taken to the hospital. More civil rights groups now warning people interested in coming to the Sunshine State not to. News Radio's Joe Ford has more.
Equality Florida issued a travel advisory yesterday, citing a series of laws moving through the state legislature that could potentially negatively impact the LGBTQ+ community. The latest, they say, is the Florida Senate approving a bill aimed at blocking venues from allowing kids to attend drag shows. Also this week, the Florida Immigrant Coalition issued an advisory saying every county in the state poses an increased risk of harassment or possible detainment due to racial profiling. These come after the Florida NAACP chapter sent a similar request to its national board last month. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
They did the sheriff's office a favor. That from Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons on three local grocery store employees that thwarted a would-be robber this week.
It's kind of a good deal for us because we had been looking for this guy.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says he can't criticize those three employees because something he would have done himself. The attempted robbery happened on Tuesday night at the grocery outlet on Brent Lane. Employees say right before closing time, a man said he wanted to come in, get one quick item before they closed. But once the man was inside the store, they say he lunged at the money bags from the registers and tried to run. The three men stopped the man, who deputies identified as 47-year-old Michael Bryant, and he was wanted for five other robberies around the area as well. A Pensacola man now in jail on accusations of attempted rape of somebody he just met on a dating app. 20-year-old Marquise Simmons was arrested last Thursday by Pensacola police. He's being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail. On January 30th, Simmons is alleged to have gone to a victim's home after meeting on the app Meet Me. The victim told investigators that after 15 minutes, Simmons made advances that were rejected, then became upset and threatened to rape them. The victim said they were able to escape and call police. Simmons was arrested after being identified during a police lineup. 6:35 right now. It's News Radio 92.3. Candy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. And it looks like there's a few accidents, too, to certainly watch out for. One I-110 exit 4 at the Fairfield exit. Now, I'm showing an accident but no roadblock. As we mentioned, the light is out at the Atmore cutoff on Highway 29. Use caution in that area. Gulf Beach Highway and Ethel Wingate Drive in Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock, so you should be able to get by there. Tree limb blocking the right lane on Barrancas. This is heading east between Outcast
as bait and tackle in the bridge. Main Street's closed. You can't turn onto Main from Barrancas, and police lights are blocking the road near the window place as well. Road opens back up by the time you get to the Alphabet Streets. Heavy wind gusts this morning. Be very careful as you're driving over bridges. And again, tornado watch in effect for Okaloosa County. This is until 1 p.m. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing plenty of rain throughout the entire day today. 60% chance of heavy showers and thunderstorms, high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. For Friday, small chance of rain in the very early morning hours, but then sunshine returns by the afternoon, high near 77. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Weekend forecast does come with a few very light showers, 30% chance of rain on Saturday with a high near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, again, that tornado watch in effect in Okaloosa County right now. No warnings or watches in Escambia or Santa Rosa County. Looks like we're seeing some rain all across the area right now. It is 67 degrees in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. IBM is exploring a sale of its weather operation as the tech company seeks to streamline its operations. The Wall Street Journal says an auction of the business is at an early stage. Should there be one, private equity is most likely the buyer in a deal that could be valued at more than $1 billion. IBM agreed to buy the business in 2015, purchasing the weather company's business-to-business, mobile, and cloud-based businesses, including weather.com, which provides weather forecasts around the globe. The Weather Channel wasn't part of the deal, but agreed to license weather forecast data and analytics from IBM. The Biden administration has unveiled an initiative to combat the supply chain for fentanyl and other illicit synthetic drugs in the U.S. and abroad. The effort aims to prevent illicit drug manufacturing, detect emerging drug threats, disrupt trafficking, address illicit finance, and respond to public safety and public health impacts. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed this morning after stocks closed lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 38. That's Your Money Now.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck, because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4, so you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, get better health with scientifically proven technology that's not going to the gym, diet supplements, pharmaceuticals, or medical treatment. Hear how OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Find out more Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Logistics in putting people and dotting them across the beach. Then you need vehicles because what we do is we don't get to stage ambulances. You see the TV shows where an ambulance sitting in a firehouse or is just sitting around. By the time we get the patient to the hospital, our ambulance is being dispatched again to another call. So we actually get dispatched from the hospitals to go out. With the increase in staffing that I mentioned earlier and with the increase of ambulances on the road, we would hope to have something staged further this way. I don't know about on the Key, but maybe at Inverity Point or somewhere out here. We used to try to stage at Pleasant Grove. That was the furthest we staged right now. But we stay so busy, we are not afforded the opportunity to stage.
This, to me, was a huge announcement yesterday. It kind of got lost in all of the news about the beach access, which we'll talk about with Wes Moreno in a moment. But this is Eric Gilmore at the Coffee with the Commissioner yesterday morning. He's the Director of Public Safety in Escambia County. What he's saying is that your picture of how ambulances, and I've lived in many places, and you typically see this where an ambulance is just parked in a parking lot waiting for a call, and you pick the 15 most strategic parking lots or the 20 most strategic parking lots, and then they wait there, like waiting for the calls to go out, and then you dispatch them based on that. He says that because we're short on vehicles and staff, that there's so much use of the ambulances that we don't have the ability to stage them. They're just always running calls, which means that really the response time is how far are you from the three hospitals that are all located pretty close to each other. Perdido Key is obviously quite a way, and Beulah is quite a way, and obviously the North End is quite a way from the hospitals. I thought that was and now we're working on all this. We've bought more trucks, we're hiring more paramedics, and all of this stuff, but that, to me, my picture of how emergency medical response works in Escambia County was dramatically changed by that one little announcement yesterday. Joining us now, we have the administrator for the entire county, Wes Moreno. That is Eric's boss. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. I know we're working on all of this, but to me, that is a radically different picture of response time capability for EMS than what I think in our heads we have of as, ambulances are just waiting in these various places for calls to come in.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's probably a different picture than what folks visualize. And, we are a very, very busy EMS agency. And so what Eric says is exactly right. Our ambulances run hard. They run very frequently, and so it is hard to stage at some of the outer areas when most of your calls or 90-something% of your calls are coming out of the core. So it is a challenge that I think we do the best we can with it. We try to get creative with it. And, as Eric said, we are adding more crews, more vehicles. And I think you'll see that change pretty drastically within the next 6 months.
Well, I certainly hope so. And, I hate to kind of repeat what we've already said, but I want to make sure people get the concept. This would be like if we had, instead of, 20 fire stations all around the county, imagine if we had one fire station with 20 trucks all located at Brent 9th Avenue. And yep. The impact on response time for fire that would mean, that's kind of where we're at with EMS. And it's just, to me, that was like a stark picture of kind of the challenges we're under right now. Turning to the other big news from yesterday, obviously Commissioner Burgash, released the information that he had found based on a request for information from Mike McCormick that these deeds going back to 1957 all seem to indicate 75 feet of public access use as an easement north of the water on Perdido Key. If that holds up based on, I assume, will be some litigation, some judicial interpretation, that's huge news. Have you talked already with Allison Rogers about what this means?
We have spoken about it at length. It was both a surprise. It was surprised quite a few of us. I had never heard that.
Right.
And so, there'll be a verification process that we'll need to go through. The beach changes a lot since 1957. So
right.
We'll need, you know, there'll be some survey verification and some title searches and some deed work and all that stuff. So we'll go through the verification process. But if it turns out that it does look like that's how it is, once we verify those boundaries and such, that will be huge. It'll be huge in Bermuda Keys, something that I think will certainly cause quite a bit of discussion.
Yeah.
And maybe in some legal cases, we'll see. But I personally think it's good news if it lets us make the beaches a little bit safer.
Yeah, and I mean, I know the people who live out there probably don't. I mean, the people who live on the beachfront are probably not thrilled about this. At the same time, you know, hey, look at it this way. You got 20 years of pretending it was yours.
You know? There you go.
And it still doesn't dramatically change things, if only because you can walk on the water, the wet parts of the sand now, and it's not like all of a sudden it'll be easy to get from Perdido Key Drive over to that beach. There's still going to be only certain access points. But, yeah, I mean, certainly a big change in public access. Wes, hang on for me for just a second, and let's talk to Candy and get traffic on the fives.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Tornado watch in effect for Okaloosa County. That's until 1. The light at the Atmore cutoff on Highway 29 in Molino. It looks like that's out or flashing. We have a issue there, so be careful there. Standing water outside of a lane on Fairfield by Mission Street, and a tree limb blocking right lane on Barrancas. This is heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle and the bridge. Main Street's closed. You can't turn onto Main from Barrancas. Police lights blocking the road near the window store. Looks like the road opens back up by the time you get to the alphabet streets. Heavy wind gusts this morning. Be careful if you're driving a vehicle that sits up high. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the county administrator for Escambia County. As you said, Wes, obviously this beach access thing has to go through some paces in order to make sure that it's all validated and verified. What's your advice as the county administrator to the public right now?
Well, I think our advice would be to utilization status quo at the moment until we go through that verification process. And, you know, we'll push as hard and fast as we can through that process. Ever since we found out 2 days ago, I know our legal department's been pretty wide open doing research and doing the verification process and just getting through it. And so we're going to move through it as quickly as we can from a verification standpoint. And then we'll see what our next steps are after that.
All right. And that's what I had told them earlier as well. I just wanted to make sure I heard that we were on the same page with this is, you know, even though you might be entitled to go there, I wouldn't. Not yet. Let's, you know, keep doing what we've been doing. And then, you know, when we're sure that this is right, then we'll go ahead with it. Somebody had asked me this question. I kind of had the same question. We had a committee of the whole meeting scheduled for today. It got canceled. It seems like the cows have been canceled a lot lately. Is something going on? Like, is this just a happenstance? Can you clarify why that's been the case?
Well, I would say there's been a lot of conflict, scheduling conflicts.
Okay.
Today was going to be mainly about ECAT. You know, I told you we hired a consultant doing an analysis of our routes and our vehicles and all those things. So that was what today was going to be. Commissioner May is out of town. He called me earlier in the week. Said, "Listen, I can't make it." And, you know, ECAT is kind of his baby, and he likes to be heavily involved in all things ECAT. So he asked if I could move it to a time when he could be there. So he had a scheduling conflict that he couldn't get out of, and that's why today was canceled. But also, you know, I think the last thing, and that does make for a long regular meeting, but last time I put some of that stuff on my discussion agenda.
Sure.
So they can talk about it. And so that's what today was. That's usually what it is. It's usually a scheduling conflict.
All right, fair enough. It's sort of a smallish thing, but I thought it was an interesting note. In District 2, for anybody who's familiar with going down to NAS Pensacola, if you take Navy Boulevard and you go down and cross Gulf Beach Highway, at the northeast corner there is basically an abandoned lot, old gas station that's just kind of been there forever. And you guys recently, the board recently voted to basically allow that to be developed into an actual gas station. Do I have that right?
Yeah, with that vote in, we still, I think, have to go through one more public hearing.
Okay, fair enough.
To remove the restriction of, you know, they got a restriction on their about close proximity to another convenience store or something of that nature. So we're going to remove that restriction basically in the Warrenton overlay, and that's what that's about, which will allow for the development of that that gas station and probably some other things as well.
And I know we've talked, you know, in the past about all kinds of things related to that. From Gulf Beach Highway and Navy down to the base is such an ugly, blighted-looking area that anything we can do in that corridor to make things better, and certainly that corner is a good start to it. So, I think that's a great development in a positive direction. The last thing that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, we had a big conversation about OLF-8, and, you know, the decision to move forward with Horton, you have been talking with them, I assume. You know, you and I talked about this before, the concern that we are basically abandoning the master plan in order to get a deal done, which is the perception, the people who are concerned about what was developed in the master plan. Can you maybe, I don't know, address that, reassure them that that's not the reality, that you really are and the board really is trying to preserve the elements and essence of the master plan going forward?
The board absolutely is, they will preserve the elements of the master plan as we move forward. That's been a big thing. It's been in every discussion we've had with anybody with any interest in that property. And, you know, this week we've got the attorneys that we'll be dealing with for Horton, and attorney offices that we've dealt with before and that we have a good relationship with. I think I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but I think it'll be an easier negotiation process as we move forward. But absolutely, the intent of the board is to maintain the elements of the master plan.
Very good. And just a last kind of a quick thing. It's at the moment not so much affecting us here, but I'm getting reports of like 30 and 40 mile an hour winds out of Okaloosa County. They're under a tornado warning right now, a tornado watch over there. And if you look at this thing on the wind meter, it looks like a tropical storm. But we're out of season.
Feels like one.
It feels like a tropical storm. Like, is it just that we're not in season? So they thought, let's not name it. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, it's a low pressure system, that's for sure. And it does have the look and feel of a tropical storm. I don't know that it meets all the elements of a tropical event, but sure, it certainly looks and feels. So whether it meets or not, it looks and feels like it. And we've got some debris here and there as far as limbs in the road.
Yeah.
Some minor spot flooding here and there. So, yeah, it's be careful till it all passes over. You know, drive safely.
Even if it doesn't have a name, the wind and the rain can still affect you, especially if you're driving an RV or a truck or something like that. So please be careful out there. And, Wes, I know you and Eric Gilmore keep a close eye on that, and your emergency manager and all that kind of stuff. So I appreciate the work. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, as always, thanks for the time, sir, and I will talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Have a good one now.
You bet. 653 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are if you are a business owner and you've got employees, which is, you know, typically common, as they grow, you start to deal with benefits, insurance, health, life, dental, vision, human resources, payroll, all of that kind of stuff. What do you do? Well, if you like doing that stuff yourself, then go ahead and do it yourself. And if you don't like doing that stuff yourself, call Torgerson Causey. This is their business. For more than two decades, they've been helping people here locally, just like you, not have to deal with those problems and come up with better solutions for them. We use them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 5 or 6 years, and they're great. I can tell you from personal experience, they've been fantastic. So if you own a business with employees and you want to find out if you're doing the very best by them, for them, and giving them the best options, call Torgerson Causey. No obligation for them to look over what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Florida Blue invites you to spring into wellness this Saturday, 10 to 2 at your local Florida Blue Center on Airport and 9th Avenue. Enjoy spring giveaways while supplies last. Event is free and open to the public. You may still qualify for special enrollment if you've recently moved or gotten married or have a new job. An exclusive Florida Blue agent can tell you all the life events that qualify. Visit Florida Blue Center at 9th Avenue and Airport for more information.
Limit one gift per household while supplies last.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Home Outlet has the new quality in-stock products you need to keep your project on time and the prices to keep you on budget. Refresh your bath with the Denmark Solid White Vanity, including a marble top and 3-inch backsplash, just $214 each. Add a Geneva freestanding bathtub, value priced at $899 each. Visit your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet for the guaranteed lowest price on the products you need to reimagine your bath space. Or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, 364, keeps inching up. 357 here in Florida. Good gravy. Pardon my language. Mississippi has 315, and California has 489. In Navarre, the East Walmart is not the cheapest. Tom Thumb down the way has 331, but it is 331 at the West Walmart, so a bit of a weird price discrepancy there. 328 at the Murphy across from the foot of the Garson Point Bridge. 343 in Proper in Milton, 331 at the Raceway. P. Ridge Murphy, 331, 335 at the Raceway going through Pace. Into Pensacola, if you get on 9 Mile, the Walmart has 333. Same at the U.S. 29 Murphy in front of the Walmart. And then 329 at the TNC on Navy Boulevard. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest outdoor price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. I don't know how we got so backed up on timing here, but Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right, and it looks like Okaloosa County, of course, we're under a tornado watch. Mentioned that, and certainly watching that with great interest. That's till 1 p.m. The light in Molino at the Tom Thumb is out at the Atmore cutoff. A lot of standing water outside the lane of Fairfield by Mission Street. Tree limb blocking right lane on Barrancas. That's heading east between Outcast Bait and Tackle and the bridge. Main Street's closed. You can't turn onto Main from Barrancas. It looks like heavy wind gusts this morning. Certainly be careful as you're driving over bridges, especially if you sit up behind a vehicle. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A North Korean missile triggered an evacuation order in Japan earlier today. The White House said in a statement it was a long-range ballistic missile. After it was fired, millions of people received an alert urging them to seek shelter. Local officials said it was sent in error. There's no possibility the missile was going to hit the island.
Yeah, that was very... Man, that part of the world is just always dealing with this nonsense. It's crazy. David, thanks so much for the update. Beach future news, will those beaches be public use, Candy?
I don't know,
I think yes.
I think yes, too.
I think it's
going
to wind up being yes. And will other news organizations quit Twitter like NPR did?
No.
Local talk
probably
in
not.
The morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.